Israel marked its annual Holocaust Remembrance Day today. The Holocaust is a touchy subject for Palestinians. Palestinian schools don't teach it, and Palestinian books and media often cast doubt on Holocaust history. But yesterday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas issued a bold statement calling the Holocaust the most heinous crime of the modern era. And last month, a delegation of Palestinian students visited Auschwitz. It was believed to be the first such visit. Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
This morning, like every year, a siren wailed throughout Israel to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. When it happened, I was on a road straddling Israeli West Jerusalem and Palestinian East Jerusalem. Israeli drivers got out of their cars and stood in silence. But a number of Palestinian drivers ignored the siren and sped around them. For many Palestinians, it's impossible to disconnect the Jewish Holocaust from the Jewish state established soon after, and in their eyes, at their expense. But this year, the Palestinian president has spoken out. Official recognition is one thing, but there's a larger issue here of ignorance.
There isn't a single textbook about the Holocaust in Arabic that describes the Holocaust in terms of historical narrative.
Mohammed Dajani is a professor of American Studies at Al-Quds University in East Jerusalem.
Our children are not being taught about it at all, so they grow in a society of ignorance about this topic.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas himself wrote a dissertation in 1983 questioning the number of Holocaust victims and claiming that Nazis and Zionists worked together to get more Jews to move to what later became Israel. Dajani says Abbas at the time based his research on written material from Lebanon and Syria, where he was when he wrote his dissertation.
Even till this very day, that is the literature there, and that's the mindset there. And if you write your dissertation there, that's the conclusion you reach.
President Abbas has distanced himself recently from some of his earlier conclusions, and Professor Dajani has also evolved on this subject. As Holocaust survivors and other Jews were pouring into the new state of Israel, he and his family were displaced from their home in Jerusalem and were never allowed to return. In recent years, he's been a champion for Israeli-Palestinian dialogue. Last month, he took 30 Palestinian university students to visit the Auschwitz concentration camp. He says it was eye-opening for them.
One of our students thought that Jews were collected into concentration camps by the Nazis in order to ship them to emigrate to Palestine. So to him, it was a shocking experience to find out, and it was to annihilate them.
Nasser Al-Qadi, a 26-year-old master's student in American studies, was also on the trip.
I had no aware why Holocaust occurred, why Jews were the main target in the Nazi operations, and what the Jews committed to face this horrible destiny.
When the students got back, there was uproar. Al-Quds University publicly distanced itself from the trip. Student groups on campus were angry. Al-Qadi, the master student, understands why.
Jewish or Israelis, they have a historical trauma. From other hand, we have a historical trauma as well, when they expelled from their homes, their villages. And what we face as daily basis. You can see from this window, separation wall.
Israel says that separation barrier is needed to keep Palestinian attackers out of Israeli cities. Palestinians say it makes them feel they're in a ghetto.
The Holocaust is an event occurred and happened. But our suffering didn't finish yet.
Professor Dajani says his initiative also brought Israeli students to meet Palestinian refugees and hear their experiences being uprooted during Israel's War of Independence. He says he's researching the Israeli and Palestinian students' reactions to determine how listening to the trauma of your enemy can contribute to reconciliation. At the moment, though, Israelis and Palestinians are far, far away from reconciliation. Israel suspended peace talks last week after President Abbas reached a deal to form a unity government with Hamas. Israel's prime minister says, under those circumstances, Abbas's sympathy for Holocaust victims rings hollow. For the world, I'm Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.